truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, June 4th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. And we're going to be taking a look at the statements made by Rudy Giuliani yesterday. He walked this back a little bit when he said the proper remedy for any crimes that a president commits are impeachment. Now, that part of it was correct. President Trump tweeted out this morning, said, why would I be worried about this? If I haven't done anything wrong, that was the response that should have come out from Rudy Giuliani yesterday. But then, of course, President Trump says, but then I do have the right to pardon myself. And it's like, let's not go there. This sounds too much like if the president does it, it isn't against the law. Remember that when Richard Nixon said that? That's the kind of talk that gets you impeached when you start acting like an imperial president. And so that's, I think, the tone deaf aspect of this. When I look at Rudy Giuliani and the things that he has been saying, with a defense lawyer like Rudy Giuliani, do you really need a prosecutor? Just let Mueller go. We can save the money, and we can, if the Democrats want to take President Trump down, for even though he hasn't done anything, they could probably get Rudy Giuliani to do it for them. I mean, this is absolutely insane. So we're going to take a look at that. We're also going to take a look at making the economy great again. Maybe instead of talking about MAGA, we should be talking about MEGA, because this is a mega reason for the Democrats to lose, and they don't realize it. They still think these ancillary identity politics issues are going to do it for them. They're not. It's the economy, stupid. Remember when Bill Clinton said that? Well, Bill Clinton had some interesting things to say over the weekend himself, saying that the press gave Obama a pass because he's black. So, I mean, you've got people sticking their feet in their mouth left, right, and center. We have the FBI agent. We're going to play a clip of that for you. Humorous. This guy goes to a bar, and he is dancing and does a backflip and loses his gun that he's got tucked in his pants and in his back. And then not only that, when it hits the ground, it goes off and shoots somebody else in the foot. Also, quite literally shot himself in the foot. But they have blurred out his face so that you can protect this guy from losing his job. Another example, we're taking a look at gun control, both here and in America, and there's a lot of gun control news here. We had Jimmy Kimmel give the commencement address at Parkland High. That is absolutely amazing. Yeah, that guy he just keeps turning up. We're going to take a look at what's going on with defense prohibition. Remember when Hillary Clinton and everyone told us that Australia was the model? Yeah, model for gun bans. If only we could do that here, said Hillary and all of Hollywood. Well, you know, they've had a mass shooting. We've had a lot of really heinous shootings in London, as a matter of fact. Over the weekend, we had, prior to the weekend, as I reported on Friday, we had a machine gun attack. They're having drive-by shootings like Chicago. Why is this happening? Didn't they tell people you can't have guns? Didn't the criminals get the memo? I mean, maybe they should post this up, that it is a gun-free zone, London is. Except it doesn't really work that way, does it? We saw that Dick's Sporting Goods turned their stores into a gun-free zone. Hasn't really worked out too well for them. We'll tell you what's happening with Dick's Sporting Goods. And I've got a follow-up on the story last week that I thought on Friday was a much bigger story than what was happening with Samantha Bee. And that was what Google was doing to the Republican Party in California just prior to the primary that is coming up tomorrow, labeling them in their knowledge pop-up that they have, labeling the California Republican Party as having the Nazi ideology. And then they did it again over the weekend. And we have Devin Nunes talking about that. Also talking about essentially the shadow banning of the Drudge Report and his tweet. But it's actually more than a shadow banning. They let you know that you're not going to be able to see it unless you want to look at really disturbing content from Matt Drudge. We'll be right back.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, June 4th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. You know, on Friday, I said I thought the real issue on free speech was really Google's banning of the Republican Party, calling them Nazis, labeling them that. And we talked about that in length. They said, well, it's not us, it's Wikipedia. Well, Wikipedia is easily hacked. Wikipedia is not a solid source. I talked about this a great deal on Friday. If you want to see that video, we have it up at Real News with David Knight. I'm not going to go into that again. However, we need to understand that Wikipedia is not a reliable source. As a matter of fact, there's good indication that there is deliberate manipulation on that. And I broke that down as to the case that's being made by a former British ambassador going through and looking at one particular name that is incredibly active, 24/7, 365, constantly making changes, constantly making them in the way that you would expect the deep state, the military-industrial complex, to be making changes. Seem to be focused on those types of issues. And so when you have a system like that, that doesn't really have, it's a crowdsourced system at best, but it also easily lends itself to being manipulated, whether it's an inside job or whether it is somebody else on the outside. You want to talk about the Russians, supposedly spending a few thousand dollars on Facebook ads and say that that throws the election, but you don't want to look at this project where it appears that the military-industrial complex and the State Department, or perhaps the CEO of Wikipedia, the founder of Wikipedia, and I guess he's not a CEO, but the founder of Wikipedia, it happens to align with his political beliefs as well as that of the CIA. So maybe they're manipulating Wikipedia for their benefit. And yet, it's used by Google. And Google says, don't blame us. It was just, bad operation by Wikipedia. And nevertheless, if they choose to use sources like Wikipedia, like the Southern Poverty Law Center, like Snopes, then they're going to get political bias. That's just like saying you're going to let Debbie Wasserman Schultz be your political editor. You know what you're going to get. It's not, you can't say, well, we're not biased. It's our source that's biased. Garbage in, garbage out. Bias in, bias out, as I pointed out. And then this news broke over the weekend. They labeled a candidate for state senate, a Republican candidate in North Carolina, Trudy Wade. They put up a picture of her with a text that was superimposed that said bigot. Yeah, they're not really vetting this stuff too well, except they are the arbiters of truth, aren't they? The whole reason that they did this, the whole reason that we had Google's CEO for YouTube say they were going to start using knowledge panels and things like that on YouTube to help people vet what's real and what is not real. And yet they're not doing any vetting. So up on the knowledge panel, you see a picture of this candidate, and under her name, it says bigot. Now, they did apologize, but the damage is done. And it brings up the whole point as to who gets to vet this stuff. See, that's the problem. It's not just that they're picking bad sources. It's not just that they're sloppy with their algorithm. It's that they should not be the ones who are determining what is true and what isn't, who is bigoted and who isn't, who is a Nazi and who isn't. That's not their responsibility to do that. It's not the responsibility of Facebook and Twitter to do that either. And as we look at Devin Nunes and other people pushing back on this, you have to remember that it was governments that began making demands on social media. They want this to happen. As I said many times, we're talking about a North Carolina candidate here. When I was in North Carolina, I've pointed out how the government wants social media to do the censoring because we have a First Amendment here. It would be rather obvious if they were doing the censoring, if they were doing the truthiness here, just as the Chinese do in China. The Chinese government takes full responsibility for censorship, and they're proud of it, and they're not ashamed to do any of it. Here in the United States, if they were to do it, it would raise some concerns, maybe even from some of the people on the left who no longer have a problem with this, as Alan Dershowitz has pointed out. But the way they do it here is they have crony censors. When they do it with candidates and debates, again, they set up all of these regulations for independents and for third parties to get on the ballot in the first place. When you jump through all those additional hoops that they don't put on the Republicans and the Democrats, and that's, by the way, why you get a Nazi candidate who wants to run for office in California, even though the California party tries to push this guy off the ballot, their hands are somewhat tied. We're going to see how that works in Virginia as well. And we're going to look at the Democrat culpability and this pedophile that is on the ballot in Virginia. So what do you do? I mean, you got the two major parties. If somebody wants to run in one of the major parties, they can run. They can be a communist and they can run on the Republican Party if they want. They can be a Nazi and they can run on the Democrat Party if they want, or vice versa. They can do whatever they wish. They can call themselves whatever they want and join on that. If you want to have an ideology, or if you want to run as an independent, boy, you're going to go through a lot of extra hoops. And then once you do that, you'll be excluded from being in the debates because they have a committee of media organizations that will be the truthiness censors. They will decide who is worthy to be on the debate or not. So even though you might have a situation where you've only got three candidates, let's say, who have qualified for the ballot for governor in North Carolina, they will decide that only two of them are going to be allowed to speak. So we see that model being adopted by Twitter, by Google, by Facebook. That is precisely why the deep state created and enabled those organizations to get going. So we see Devin Nunes come out, and he took exception to what happened in California, of course, because he's from California. And this was done just before the California primary coming up tomorrow. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes said on Sunday, there may be a need for Google to testify after the company's search engine showed results linking the Republican Party of California to Nazism. And when they put it there under ideology, understand that when they put this knowledge box up, they only had a few things there. They said, California Republican Party, founded such and such. This is the guy who is the current chairman. Here is their ideology. That's basically all they had there. And the first thing they had under ideology was Nazism, with a link to Nazism. So, I mean, they're not putting much information up there for the California Republican Party. And what they're putting up there is disinformation. He said, I think there's a free market solution here. If somebody can compete with Google, if they can't, then ultimately we're looking at monopolies. And are these companies, Facebook, Twitter, Google, Apple, etc., are they monopolies? And should they be reined in? Well, that's a good question. I think, quite frankly, when you look at the situation that we've had, the argument that was made in terms of taking down bakers and photographers in California, they said, well, you've got a little tiny bakery here. And we had some individuals who came in, and they weren't looking to just buy a cake or a cookie. They wanted you to make a special custom cake for them. They knew that you were a Christian, so they singled you out. And they wanted you to make a cake for their gay wedding. And when you declined, they took your entire business. They took you to court and took your entire business. Same thing with photographers and so forth. And they said, well, they're public businesses, so they can't decline that. Why is it then that Google and Facebook and Twitter can decide who they will serve, what information they will serve? Why do they get a pass when they really, truly are monopolies? These small bakers, these small photographers, are not monopolies. And what they did to these people, targeting them, as we pointed out, it's the same as going into somebody who is a Holocaust survivor and demanding that they bake a cake with swastikas on it and put Hitler, you know, Heil Hitler or something like that on, knowing that this person is going to refuse to do that. That's precisely what they're doing. Yet they got away with it because we have a double standard. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about what they're doing to the Drudge Report on Twitter. Yeah, it's pretty broad. Will they be doing this? These same people, you know, we got Waymo, which is the self-driving division of Google, of Alphabet. They're going to be leapfrogging Uber. They're going to be leapfrogging Tesla. They're going to have self-driving transportation services this year. What will happen if they label you a Nazi, a terrorist, a racist, and they eventually take away private cars? Will you be able to get a ride? Will it kind of look like China, where they ban people from traveling?
President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom. Huge Memorial Day specials running throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com, take advantage today. Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're talking about Google. Again, I think that's the big issue, not Samantha Bee. Yes, I understand there is a double standard. A double standard of what people can say. They use that as an excuse to censor people. But the real issue is the mechanism of censorship. If we didn't have an oligarchy, then all the cries about censorship and so forth wouldn't really matter. You know, if Disney wants to cancel the most popular program on television, if there wasn't just a couple of movie studios and that they all had the same political agenda and they thought that that political agenda was more important than profits or ratings, then we wouldn't have this discussion. We really did have a free market in entertainment, but of course that disappeared a long time ago when we had the consolidation of all the media companies into two or three different media companies. And we have the consolidation of social media consolidated, and that's why it's very important when they take people out, as Devin Nunes was saying, responding to what happened last week. And I just told you they did another one with a lady who was running for Senate in North Carolina, labeling her a bigot in their knowledge panel that pops up. As Devin Nunes said, well, hopefully, you know, there's a free market solution out there. If not, we have to start treating these companies as monopolies. Well, they are monopolies. They are de facto monopolies. They have such a control. I'm not sure that anybody could unseat them. We do have a new browser that has been created to hide your personal details. In case you want to know about this, this would be something to give a try to. As reported by WND, they said it's a company called Trace Free. They've announced the creation of the first web browser that makes it impossible for any site, including Google, to see or to share a user's personal data. The user is now finally in charge and can control what, if any, personal information gets revealed on a website. And of course, we've had other portals that you could go to in the past, which would essentially anonymize what you're searching for, still use the Google search engine and anonymize that. But it still remains to be seen if anybody can get past this Google monopoly. So you have not only these two incidents about the Republican candidate in North Carolina and the entire Republican Party in California being labeled as Nazis, but then Devin Nunes spoke yesterday about Twitter putting a layer of censorship or essentially blocking the Drudge Report on Twitter. He says, I just looked on Twitter and the Drudge Report is being censored today. So for the last 3 or 4 days, I haven't been able to get on the Drudge Report because it's being censored on Twitter. You might ask yourself what this is. A spokesperson for Nunes told the Washington Examiner that what he's talking about is seeing a message that comes up that says it's blocked due to potentially sensitive content. This is something that YouTube does to us all the time. We don't have anything. I've had many videos that have had this. Sorry, this is adult content only. And it's like, no, it isn't. There's no violence here. There is no nudity or anything like that on my video. And yet they'll put that up there. You have to sign in order to see this and authorize that this is going to happen. So they're doing the same thing to Matt Drudge. And he said, Nunes said they've been doing this for several days. And as they point out in this article, such warnings of sensitive content placed over the tweets from the Drudge Report can be bypassed by unchecking a box on their privacy and safety section. So it's not even there. So a lot of people may not know how to get past that. But nevertheless, it intimidates people. It's a way of inhibiting. Or as the liberals might say, a chilling effect. Yeah, it's a chilling effect. It is an isolating effect. But let's play what Devin Nunes said about the bias against conservatives. Video 8.
Yeah, so we're on the front lines out here in California. I always say this, you know, I'm used to getting attacked. I enjoy getting attacked by these crazy leftists. But I think what the American people need to understand is that there is bias against conservatives and Republicans all across this country. And now as you see things, it's always been there with newspapers and television. But now as you see it getting into the internet, you know, it's one of the challenges we have with millennials. So if somebody types in Republican and up comes Nazi, well, nobody wants to be affiliated with Nazis. So this is one of the challenges we're having with millennials. I just looked on Twitter. The Drudge Report is being censored today. So for the last 3 or 4 days, I haven't been able to get on the Drudge Report because it's being censored on Twitter. So this censorship of conservatives and Republicans and conservative values continues in this country. And here in California, we're on the front lines. I just hope that at some point people realize there's a reason why California is not doing as well as the rest of the country.
But what are you
California
gonna do
is
about
a great, great state.
Are we going to see new legislation to try to stop social media from censoring conservative ideas then?
Well, the best thing would be is for there to be some, you know, where a new search engine that actually doesn't censor conservatives. I think there's a free market solution here if somebody can compete with Google. If they can't, then ultimately we're looking at monopolies, and then that, you know, that brings in a whole other set of circumstances is, are these companies, Facebook, Twitter, Google, Apple, etc., are they monopolies? And should they be reined in? I would hope we don't have to go there. I would hope that they, you know, just don't get involved in politics and don't censor conservatives and Republicans. But if they continue to do it, then we have to move, obviously, to hearings on these issues.
Again, the real issue here is hate speech. If you were to take away the hate speech demands, and of course, this is why you have the European Union demanding that Twitter and Facebook and Google be able to take this stuff down within a certain period of time once they label it. Why are they labeling it to be removed? What is the core reason for government censorship that we're being given? Well, it's hate speech. Somebody somewhere is upset about what you had to say. You said something about Islam that people take offense to, so you must be censored. And then after that, they apply criminal penalties. And then after that, they create a star chamber court system, as we saw with Tommy Robinson. And then you just get taken away, and then they can shut down for a couple of days. The judge, I think, eventually realized that that was working against their narrative. Because after they took the gag order off, what you saw from outlets across Britain that are essentially mockingbird media, outlets like the BBC, of course, but also like The Guardian, came out and said, these people don't support free speech. They're out there talking about the importance and the preeminence of free speech, and yet these people don't like Muslims. And it's like, well, if you want a multicultural society, maybe you ought to be taking a look at the Muslims. They are the worst in terms of embracing a multicultural society. They don't want that at all. The whole notion of multiculturalism only survives in a Judeo-Christian society, and perhaps in others like Buddhism or other religions like that. And yet, it is the Muslims who, in every country, want to take down the Christians, the Jews, the Buddhists, and so forth. They don't want to have any other point of view. They don't want anybody exercising any freedom. As a matter of fact, we have a story here I'll tell you about the fact that they're coming after dogs in the UK. We don't want any of these filthy animals out in public. They despise dogs. That was one of the hallmarks that my wife and I enjoyed when we went to England. Their love of dogs and the beautiful dogs that they took very good care of, walked on leashes through the parks. And so that's one of our favorite things to watch in London. But of course, the Muslims don't like that, so they have to go. See, they're going to have their way. They don't embrace multiculturalism. If you want to get upset with somebody that you think is not embracing enough of diversity, you better start with the people who are coming after women, after gays, after every other religion. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at what is happening with Facebook. They are still going down this path of censorship. I'm going to show you how that looks. But first, I want to tell you about a pedophile who is running for Congress in Virginia. That's right. A guy who is a self-admitted pedophile, rapist. That's the way he describes himself. He is a convicted felon because he threatened the president, threatened to kill the president. And the reason this guy is allowed to run, why is it that he is allowed to run? Well, Terry McAuliffe pardoned him. And, of course, we're seeing this frequently. We just had the pardon by the New York governor that led off some guys who, a couple of guys who've been in prison for several decades as they set up an ambush to assassinate police officers. This was part of a radical black group back in the 1970s. They assassinated a couple of police officers. As a matter of fact, one of them, after they shot him, he didn't die instantly, walked over, took the officer's revolver, and executed him at close range. Now these guys have been model citizens in prison. Wrote poetry and stuff like that, got degrees while they're sitting in prison. And then you had the New York governor, Governor Cuomo, pardon one of them. The very last minute, the pardon of the other one has temporarily been blocked. But because he was pardoned, he also gave him his voting rights. So now he'll be voting for presumably Democrats, grateful for the fact that he has been freed and pardoned for this. And then you have this guy sent to jail in 2008 after sending a letter to the Secret Service threatening to kill the president. Nathan Larson is running in Virginia, but it is Governor Terry McAuliffe, former governor Terry McAuliffe, while he was governor, it was very important to try to bolster the Democrat voting rolls in Virginia, because Virginia is always, you know, they call it a purple state because it's always teetering and go either way in different areas. Most of the state is heavily Republican and rural, but you have the urban areas around Washington, D.C., and then the area around Virginia Beach that are reliably Democrat, and they are very heavily populated. And so it's always kind of a toss-up. And in order to make things go the way the Democrats wanted, Terry McAuliffe, close associate of Hillary Clinton, made sure that he pardoned a lot of felons. And this is one of the guys who got pardoned. Now, because he has been pardoned, he can now run for office. And even though he is running for office, he's made it very clear, as I pointed out in this article, he's had some horrifying things to say about his ex-wife, about his sexual preference for children. I mean, he's right up front about this. And this guy can run for office. Thank you, Terry McAuliffe, for doing that. And then we have Facebook. They have now replaced the trending news. Because, you know, we don't want to know what the crowd is thinking. They want to know what the crowd is thinking, but they don't want you to know what other people are doing. So that's the part of this that I think is really insidious. For the longest time, when we had the big three monopoly on broadcast television, ABC, CBS, NBC, they would only let you see and hear things that they wanted you to see and hear. And of course, when it was broadcast media, you had no way to share that information. However, with social media, when you find something that you think is interesting, something that you think needs to be put out there, you're able to pass that along yourself. And so with social media, you can now see and hear things that they didn't want you to see and hear. And you can use your mouth. You can speak evil of the establishment, evil of the establishment's agenda that they don't want you to hear. And so they have to shut that down. They have to shut down the trending news that is organic, that comes from you. Don't worry. They're still going to be looking at what the hive mind thinks. And they're going to be measuring how you respond to things. Even though they won't be putting up things like trending news, because they want to know if they're winning with their handcrafted narrative. That's the importance of all the surveillance that's out there. But as Zero Hedge points out, Facebook will have complete control now over narrative and topics that go against their internal corporate culture, because they're going to shut down trending news and they're going to have something called breaking news. Yeah, they're breaking free speech is what they're breaking. The breaking news is going to be coming from 80 so far, undisclosed publications. These will be people that they approve of. And so you'll be getting news that Facebook and Zuckerberg approve of, not the information that you, the public, approve of and find interesting. They will determine this for you. There were a couple of interesting tweets that were curated in this article from Zero Hedge from Robbie Starbuck. He pointed out, he said, this isn't an attempt to improve Facebook. It's an attempt to be the thought police, obviously. He said the takeaway here is that Facebook wants to control the conversation. Who believes that these news organizations they choose will be fair and balanced? No one. Hey, look, folks, let me interject this right here into what he had to say. I've said many times there is no such thing as fair and balanced news. There isn't. I can try to be as fair and balanced and as objective as I can, to the point that I absolutely say nothing. But the very articles, the very topics that I choose to talk about will give you an idea of my political bias. We all have it. No matter how fair and balanced we try to be, there is a perspective. What I find interesting, for example, Matt Drudge doesn't write anything. He links to articles. He is America's news editor. And yet, there is a conservative libertarian bias that is obvious in what he chooses to find important. Because he is, just looking at what you choose to report, no matter how it's reported. And again, he is not altering the content. He is just saying, oh, this is an interesting thing here, and this is an interesting thing here. You cannot be fair and balanced. Let's get beyond that. I think it is far more important, and I've said this many times, far more important to go to people who will cover topics that you find interesting. I try to cover topics that affect you personally, your individual liberty. Yes, we do talk about the political parties and so forth, because that also tells us something about this, and it does have an effect. And we're talking about the economic consequences of President Trump getting elected. Make America great again. It's turning out to be making the economy great again. MAGA has turned into mega. And we've seen some mega improvements here, making the economy great again. So it does have, depending on who is there, things can be much better or much worse. But basically, I like to try to focus on individual liberty and where that's going to affect you. I'm going to cover different stories than other people are going to cover. And I'm going to tell you what the story is about, and then I'm going to give you an analysis of it. I think that is better. I appreciate that. I always used to go to opinion journals decades ago when there were only magazines around. I would go to opinion journals. I would want to get in-depth discussion of different viewpoints, both conservative and liberal and libertarian and socialist and so forth. I would read those. I would make up my mind. Rather than being spoon-fed a dumbed-down, say-nothing agenda from Time or Newsweek magazine. Those they were supposed to be objective. No, they weren't. They just didn't have any information. And he pointed out, and this is true also, obviously, make no mistake about it, said Robbie Starbuck, this is entirely driven by political aims because Facebook is very unhappy that their platform drove the conversation during the 2016 election. Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, that's why they are so concerned about trying to shut down any conversation. And when we look at this, and we look at the way that they're shutting this down, I think it's absolutely amazing that you would have a judge. I think this is going to come back to bite them. A judge coming out last week and telling President Trump that his personal account, at Real Donald Trump, cannot ban or mute anybody. So he can't block people, okay? And he can't mute them, which is the same as shadow banning that's being done by Twitter itself. And of course, they don't block people, they ban people. They just kick you off. And we've seen that done very arbitrarily, and we've seen it done with political bias. And yet they're saying the president of the United States can't do that, but the CEO can? I find that to be absolutely incredible. The hypocrisy coming out of the federal judiciary. That's one of the things that we need to fix, along with getting rid of this whole idea of patent speech. Let's go back to the summary of Voltaire.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a quick look at some news items, and then we're going to get into the Second Amendment. What I think we should start calling defense prohibition. You know, we got drug prohibition. We got a lot of different types of prohibition. We had alcohol prohibition. That was a big failure. Drug prohibition, of course, has been a big failure. We've had it for 47 years, and the addiction rates are worse than ever. We've got more concentrated forms of it. We have destroyed the Bill of Rights, the rule of law. We have destroyed the idea of due process, not having your property taken away without being convicted of a crime. You don't even have to be charged with the crime. They can take away your property. We have filled up our prisons. We have more people in prison than anyone else in the world. I'm not even talking about a percentage of the population. I'm talking about total number of people. More people in prison than communist China or communist Russia. Yeah, that's our war on drugs. And yet, look at the addiction rates. We got people overdosing in prisons. So yeah, we've had alcohol prohibition, big failure, drug prohibition, big failure. It will be a big failure if we have defense prohibition. If we take the guns, that's really what we need to talk about. You know, the fact that you have life and you have liberty and you should have the liberty to defend your life. They want to take that away. We're going to talk about, some updates to that in just a moment, along with the, Bayer Monsanto merger, James Clapper telling us how wonderful regime change is. Yeah, we got a lot of news coming up here in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the Memorial Day sales that we have continuing at InfoWarsStore.com. We have many items on sale at 50% or more off. Things like Super Male Vitality, BrainForce Plus, my personal favorite of all the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. All of these, 50% off plus free shipping store-wide on everything, whether it's on discount or not. And again, there are dozens of products that are 50% off and free shipping store-wide. Another one, 50% off, Immune Wall. We also have Silver Bullet, the Super Blue dental products, the multiple flavors of toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Immune Gargle. All of those have nano silver to fight virus as well as bacteria. Bacteria that can cause gum disease, that can lead to tooth loss as well as to heart disease. And finally, I'll give you one more here, X2 nascent iodine and BioTrue selenium. There's no question that iodine and selenium are very important for your health. The question is, will you get a good quality source of those? These are excellent quality sources of iodine and selenium. You can get that combo pack at 50% off. Again, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program. And we really do appreciate your support. Well, we have Bayer is now going to merge with Monsanto. This is a $63 billion takeover, actually, I guess, of Monsanto. And they're going to get rid of the 117-year-old name, Monsanto. A wise move by Bayer. Monsanto has become synonymous with genetic modification, with selling seeds that will not replicate and then be able to survive when you spray the fields with glyphosate. And then, of course, it poisons your field so that you can't do anything, can't grow anything other than the seeds that are manufactured by Monsanto. It's driven many farmers in India and elsewhere to suicide because it has turned them into the worst kind of tenant farmers, not to mention what it does to your health and the fact that glyphosate is now worming its way through our entire food supply to the extent that many people are starting to label that specifically as to whether or not they don't have that in their product. So I guess it's better for Bayer if they're going to buy Monsanto just to get rid of that name. That's a lot of baggage to carry along with it. You know, because you don't want to call up the doctor and they say, well, you know, take some glyphosate and call me in the morning. So they're going to get rid of that. But Bayer is going to keep their name because they've had a good reputation with their aspirin. But still, that is something that is, that still bears watching. The name may change, but I don't think the mission is going to change for Monsanto. You just won't see them anymore, interestingly enough. And then James Clapper, coming out and saying, yes, the U.S. has meddled in foreign elections and it has conducted regime change in the best interest of the people in those countries. Yeah, you know what we're talking about? We got this big investigation. Did the Russians manipulate our election? And these guys are saying, well, yeah, sure. We do it to them, too. We do it to everybody. He said, through our history, said Clapper, in an interview with Bloomberg on Saturday, he said, through our history, when we tried to manipulate or influence elections or even overturn governments, it was done with the best interest of the people in that country in mind. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, you know, if you had their best interest in mind, you still don't have a very good track record. And again, when we look at the mess in Iran and we look at the aftermath of CIA regime change, what has that resulted in? Yes, they had an election and they elected somebody democratically that was hostile to U.S. oil interests in that country. So the CIA decided that they would overthrow that government and put in the Shah of Iran. They would train his secret police, the Savak, to arrest and torture people and kill them and disappear them. And eventually, after they'd had enough of it, they threw the Shah out, and they've been chanting death to America every day for the last 40-some-odd years. That's the regime change that the CIA gave us in Iran. And then, of course, you can look at Libya, turning it into an arms bazaar for terrorists, the nursery, if you will, for ISIS. And, of course, they had a hand in ISIS there. They got they're using ISIS then for their regime change in Syria. This is their history. And then, of course, we have Stephen Hall, a CIA agent for 30 years. He retired in 2015. He said, if you ask an intelligence officer, did the Russians break the rules or do something bizarre? The answer is no, not at all. He used to be the chief of Russian operations for the CIA. He said, the United States absolutely has carried out such election influence operations historically. And I hope we keep doing it, told the New York Times. Another one, Locke Johnson, University of Georgia professor. He began his career in the 1970s investigating the CIA for the Senate. He says, we've been doing this kind of thing since the CIA was created in 1947. He said, we've used posters, pamphlets, mailers, banners, you name it. We've planted false information in foreign newspapers. We've used what the British call King George's cavalry, that is, suitcases of cash. Oh, and speaking of suitcases and cash, what do you think it's going to cost us for regime change in Iran? Well, you got some professors out there saying it, that little project there to do regime change again after the failure and the blowback of putting in the Shah of Iran. We don't want to try to do that again. It's going to cost the U.S. trillions. We're going to do our sanctions. Wall Street doesn't care about sanctions. The military-industrial complex and the establishment, the globalist establishment, doesn't care about sanctions. You want to put a 100% ban on anybody buying products from a country, which is a prelude to war. They don't have a problem with that. But if you want to try to equalize trade tariffs between the U.S. and China or between the U.S. and Europe, oh, that's a trade war. We can't do that. Yeah, we got some news coming up about that. And as President Trump pointed out again, the war started a long time ago. And you can't lose when you're already $800 billion a year down in that game. So there's only one way to go up, and that's up, rather. But, yeah, if we're going to – the sanctions I don't think are going to work. And so are we going to do a full-scale war against Iran? Well, that might just cost us trillions. And then let's take a look at all these people who think that only the government should have guns. I want you to see what I think is maybe the most hilarious news item of the weekend. This is a dancing FBI agent who drops and fires his gun. Here, let's roll that clip here, the dancing FBI agent.
Said before you can eat, you gotta dance like Fred Astaire.
Not quite like Fred Astaire. Here he does a backflip, and it falls on the ground and fires. You can see that flash there. Yeah, we know he can't dance, but we don't know who this guy is because, you know, he's an FBI agent. And, you know, we don't want him to lose his job or his orange pants. just flipped that gun right out of the back of his pants and shot somebody. The person that he shot got a gunshot injury to his lower leg and was taken to the hospital in a good prognosis. I don't think it is life-threatening. Nevertheless, he was shot by this FBI agent who can't dance. And who also, you would think, would shoot himself in the foot. But I don't think that anything is going to happen to him. It's okay. It's the FBI. And we're going to tell you as we come up and take a look at the Mueller investigation, how else they have been shooting themselves in the foot. And when we look at defense prohibition, which is what gun prohibition is, we keep hearing from those statists on the left that only the government agents should have guns. Yeah, well, maybe they should be trained in how to properly use them, right? Just having government employment, and of course, he's in a bar here, right? Anybody else had done that, had brought a gun into a bar, got drunk, flipped the thing down on the floor and shot somebody, they would be in jail now. Not the FBI agent. It's okay. He's an FBI agent. We'll be right back. I'm David Dunn.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will. President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom. Huge Memorial Day specials running throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Trying to make some sense of it all, but I can see it makes no sense at all.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, we had over the weekend, I think it was last night actually that happened, we had a volcano explode in Guatemala, killing at least 25 people. It may be up to 100 people, some are reporting. They don't know exactly at this point. It went off in an unexpected explosion, shooting ash 10 kilometers in the air. Quite a few people are missing, so we don't have a casualty figure on that. Truly a catastrophe, and of course it comes at a time that we saw over the weekend some new fissures opening up in the Hawaiian volcano, and people concerning about what may happen there. They said they hadn't seen that type of thing happen before, and yet, as we look at these extraordinary events, of course, nobody has died yet. I believe there's been no casualties in the Hawaiian incident. People have kept their distance. They've been able to keep them far enough away so people don't get poisoned by the toxic gas and so forth. And there's other issues as well. You know, we get volcanic ash, you breathe that in. That's a specific type of lung disease. I don't remember what that's called at the moment, but it's a specific type of lung disease that you get from breathing in volcanic ash. As dangerous as that is, and as horrific as it is, the sudden death of 25 to 100 people, maybe more, from this exploding volcano, absolutely amazing as you look at that video footage there of that exploding volcano. We pretty much accept the fact that we are going to have thousands of kids aborted every day. Isn't that amazing? It's just not even newsworthy. How many children are deliberately killed by abortion clinics like Planned Parenthood and others? And as I pointed out last week, we had the Supreme Court refuse to hear or to take on appeal Planned Parenthood wanting to appeal Arkansas's prohibition of, not actually a prohibition, but what they just said was, we always hear from Planned Parenthood that they want to protect women's health. And so you have states like Arkansas and Texas say, all right, well, let's get serious about women's health then. You are doing surgical procedures in this clinic? Or you're giving people very dangerous, toxic drugs to induce an abortion. Maybe you should have a physician on hand who has, who is connected to a hospital, so you can admit these patients very quickly. Here in Texas, they said, we want to make sure, since you are doing surgery on people, that you have hallways that are wide enough that we can get a gurney through here in case we've got to call an ambulance to get people. Oh, no, you can't do that. You're trying to stop us from doing abortions. Well, if you're concerned about women's health, as you use that as a beard, then you would do that without it being required of you, wouldn't you? And so in Arkansas, they took the approach, unlike Texas, where they talked about merely having access for people, for ambulance gurneys and so forth, to be able to take out patients. They said, oh, you can't do that. That would stop abortions if we protected women's health. In Arkansas, they passed a law that said that they have to have, if they're going to medically induce, chemically induce abortions, they have to have a contract with another physician who has hospital admitting privileges. Or you're not going to be able to do that type of thing, because you're getting involved in something that's very dangerous to people's health. You know, all this concern about women's health, they have a lot of women who die from abortions and complications from abortions. And so they appealed this to the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court refused to do that, and so that's now been shut down. And they're now having to cancel a lot of medical abortions in Arkansas. This is a heads up to anybody who wants to pass similar laws in other states who really want to protect women's health and to stop them from murdering children, subsidizing that murder. And then this report, this new study by Live Action, talking about how Planned Parenthood has been caught multiple times. This is something we reported many times. Multiple times performing abortions on girls as young as 12 years old and not reporting it to the authorities. How did these 12-year-old girls become pregnant? Well, that was rape. It is recognized as rape. So Planned Parenthood, by not reporting this, is covering up rape. far worse than anything that Harvey Weinstein ever did. And they're doing it on an industrial scale for profit. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Monday, June the 4th, 2018. I want to get back into gun news, but there's one article that I want to get to before we get to that. And I think it is very instructive. A major physics experiment just detected a particle that should not exist. See, what does that tell us? And I'm not going to get into the details of what this particle is. They say it's a so-called sterile neutrino, a mysterious particle that passes through matter without interacting with it at all. Okay, well, fine. They think they got evidence for that in a physics experiment. But this tells us that science is never settled. Let me repeat that again. Science is never settled. So when the climate alarmists tell you to shut up, the science is settled, you tell them, then what you're talking about here is not science, but your political, religious beliefs. Basically, your religious beliefs. They call people who don't agree with their conclusions about climate science, of course, they're called deniers because it is a religion to these people, and they're using that religion for a political agenda. Science is never settled. You know, we had the atomic models. First, we had the very simple Bohr model from Niels Bohr. And, you know, it was the one that we all studied in school. The nucleus that had protons and neutrons and electrons that were circling it. And that was very useful to explain a lot of things. And then after that, they said, oh, there's all these quarks and subatomic particles and all this other kind of thing. And now they're finding a new particle as they look more and more. Science is never settled. We went through all this in the past, just looking at the movement of the planets. There was a model for the movement of the planets, the Ptolemaic model. I guess you don't pronounce it P. Ptolemaic model. That predicted it very accurately, but it had the Earth as the center of the solar system, not the sun. And yet they'd worked through the mathematics to make the movement of the planets very predictable. That was one of the reasons, not so much the, yes, there was the Catholic Church that pushed back against Galileo and Copernicus and so forth, and they said the sun is the center of everything. And it's, oh, no, you know, the Pope pushed back against that. But it was also the scientific community and people who were using this for navigation on the high seas that said that this model doesn't work. Because when they came up with a model for the movement of the planets that had the sun at the center, it didn't predict their movement as well as the Ptolemaic model did. And it was only after, I think it was Kepler, who came up with elliptical orbits, because they put the planets in a circular orbit around the sun. Only after he fine-tuned it to come up with elliptical orbits did it work out. And so it wasn't simply a religious bias. The people who were, you know, when we look at the Middle Ages, you know, the church was unified with the political figures. And they were unified with the scientific community, such as it was. And so there was a desire to protect the conventional wisdom, the status quo, not to shake things up. And that is what these people are doing, the alarmists are doing, when they tell us that the science is settled. At the same time, they want to come after Scott Pruitt. They cannot get over the idea that he would have a transparency rule saying, if you are going to give us your conclusions about man-made global warming, then you have to publish your raw data. And again, I worked with a group that fought this in court. We ultimately lost trying to get the data of Michael Mann, the guy who put out that phony hockey stick stuff, who was conspiring with the quote-unquote scientists at the East Anglia Climate Center in the UK, ClimateGate, hide the increase. The information is not giving us what we predicted, so we got to hide it. This is going to be big. We got to find some way to get around this. It's like, we want to see your data. Show us the data. You have published your conclusions already. Those conclusions have been used for public policy. Show us your data. They wouldn't do it. Scott Pruitt is having the EPA, what he calls a transparency rule, and it makes them so angry because we cannot have transparency in government. If it's something other than the EPA, they just tell us it's an issue of national security. And, of course, they kind of want to make that argument with climate as well. Oh, this is national security. We're all going to die. So you just accept it because I have these credentials behind my name, and so you must trust me, because you wouldn't understand it anyway if I showed it to you. And so they want to hide that information from us. And we should be grateful to Scott Pruitt for putting that out there. I still can't believe it. Every other day, I see some mainstream media article about how horrible it is that the scientists and the people who are doing research grants that are taxpayer-funded would have to put their data there as an appendix to their studies and their conclusions, that they would have to show their data. Oh, they should be able to hide their data from us, just as the government hides everything that it does from us. All right, let's go back to defense prohibition. Dick's Sporting Goods. They're now having a hard time. Their sales have taken a big hit after they banned sporting rifles. Guess what? A lot of people who like to have sporting rifles also buy other sporting goods, and they're not going to Dick's to get it. The CEO's name is Stax. And one of the guys that's there, let's see. They have a CFO named Belitsky, and their CEO's name is Stax. They said, our firearms policy changes have impacted our hunting business, which saw an accelerated decline. We expect these businesses to remain under significant pressure throughout the remainder of the year, they said in a statement. And they said, we don't have the best relationship with firearms manufacturers right now. Oh, really? Maybe that's because you decided that you would also use your diminished profits to hire lobbyists to make sure that other people couldn't sell guns after you decided that you didn't want to sell guns. Yeah, you don't want to have other people take all your business like they're doing already, do you? They said Dick's destroyed a good portion of their firearms that they sold rather than turning them back to the vendor. So when they decided that they weren't going to sell these firearms anymore, they just went full Australian on them. Yeah, put them under the bulldozer. We'll destroy them. Now, the CEO of Dick's CEO, I guess we could say, dismissed the company's expulsion from the National Shooting Sports Federation as not really that big a deal. Well, we'll see how long you stay in business. It's a tough business out there, especially for bricks and mortar stores. So let's see how well they do when people start boycotting them for all of their sporting goods. I don't know, why would you want to trade at a store like that that's trying to undermine your ability to own firearms? Still, the NSSF, the National Shooting Sports Federation, said they went beyond simply making decisions for their own company. They're trying to impose their views and their decisions on other companies in the industry by hiring lobbyists to lobby for gun control. What I just said. They got a couple of them. And so you had a couple of manufacturers as well as the National Shooting Sports Federation say, we're not going to have anything to do with Dick's. These other organizations, we're not going to sell them any kind of guns. The CEO, they said, the CEO of Dick's, which owns also Field and Stream, is on the record as saying that he wants to see a ban on modern sporting rifles. He wants to see restrictions on magazines. And he also wants to see an unconstitutional restriction on the ability of young adults to purchase any firearm. And along those lines, they have hired lobbyists. Isn't that amazing? You would think that maybe they would be interested in making money, just like you would think that YouTube and other organizations like Facebook, they would want to take ads from people. They would want to have a free and open market. But no, they're not. You would think that ABC would want to keep the most popular program on television. But no, it's more important for them to push their hate speech agenda and to do it very selectively. Because the hate speech of the left doesn't count as hate speech. And then we have Jimmy Fallon. And do we have the laugh track ready for this? Because you're going to need to have a laugh track with this. Jimmy Fallon goes to the Parkland graduates and he says, "You chose hope over fear." And then you have the laugh track. Well, we don't have the laugh track. Yeah, that's what happens if you don't. It's a lot funnier if you got a laugh track. And of course, it is something that you should laugh at. Jimmy Fallon telling the Parkland graduates that they've chosen hope over fear. No, they're begging to have their freedom and their liberty taken away from them. And they want yours taken away from you as well. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a look at how this is working out for Australia, how it's working for Sadiq Khan in London. And then we're going to take a look at how it's working out in Texas, where the teachers can carry guns.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, "America is back." Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump
and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom. Huge Memorial Day specials run throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and this is the one-year anniversary of the massive attack on London Bridge. Remember that? The Allahu Akbar attack. The Our God is Greater Than Your God attack, where they killed people with vehicles, jumped out, stabbed people with knives. No guns involved. No guns involved. Just Muslim jihadis. The one-year anniversary, so now we got British Prime Minister Theresa May joining survivors and victims' families and emergency workers at a memorial service yesterday to mark the one-year anniversary of the deadly vehicle and knife attack on London Bridge. And they don't want to talk about the source of this attack, do they? It's all about guns, isn't it? Didn't they solve that gun problem? Well, they had those three attackers, actually, the thing that stopped them were good guys with guns. Now, the only good guys who are allowed to have guns in the UK are the police. They shot dead those three attackers. That's the way they stopped it. It came shortly after, 2 weeks after, as a matter of fact, the bombing at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester Arena that killed 22 people. That wasn't a gun either that killed 22 people. That was a bomb. And so, you know, when we say guns don't kill people, people kill people, and the left likes to mock that, I think that's a good illustration of what we're saying. Wasn't a gun. It was knives, vehicles, bombs that kill people. It was a political and religious ideology that killed people. Let's put it that way. Is that better? You like that better? Britain says militant Islamist threat will stay high and may rise even further. The threat posed by Islamist militants to Britain is expected to remain high for the next 2 years and could even rise. They're doing it like a weather forecast. Looks cloudy with a large chance of smiting, scattered bombing campaigns. The Interior Ministry said this on Sunday on the first anniversary. They said the current threat level to Britain is assessed as severe, meaning an attack is highly likely. No kidding. No kidding, because they're not going to do anything about the borders, are they? And then, of course, over the weekend, as we went into the weekend last week, we were talking about a machine gun attack. They've had many attacks with knives. They've also had quite a few attacks with guns, drive-by shooting, Chicago style. They had a machine gun involved last week before the weekend. On our Friday show, we reported that. And then over the weekend, we had a man shot in the face with a shotgun in London. Imagine that. As well as many more knife attacks, an attempted knife murder, a woman slashed in the face, and so forth. And one of these attacks happened in front of a police station. In front of a police station. Just in case you think that the police can protect you, the man was stabbed outside a police station in Ilford. His condition is currently critical but stable, they said. Inquiries are underway to establish where the man received his injury. There have been no arrests. They don't have this solved. And then Australia. We've been told so many times that Australia is the model. They took all the guns after a school shooting. They put them on the ground. They ran over them with the bulldozers. You've seen the pictures of Australia, and you've heard the pronouncements by people like Hillary Clinton in October 2015 as she's ramping up for her run at the presidency and her run at our guns. We're so grateful that Hillary Clinton did not win. In New Hampshire, Hillary Clinton described Australia's confiscatory approach to gun control, said that, quote, it would be worth considering doing it on a national level here. That was back in 2015. This is a Breitbart story. On July 15th, 2016, Matt Damon, remember when Matt Damon? At the premiere of Jason Bourne. These are people who make their living glorifying gun violence, actually, in many cases, doing almost a pornographic worship of guns and violence. And he had the audacity, this guy who has become a multi-millionaire, portraying guns and violence on the screen. He says, "You guys here in Australia did it in one fell swoop. I wish that could happen in my country, but it's such a personal issue for people that we can't talk about it sensibly. We just can't." Well, why don't you lead the way, Matt? Why don't you do your Jason Bourne films and you can do them without any guns or violence? Let's see how that works. It'll probably fail as bad as Australia's gun ban. I'm going to tell you how it failed here. One more, Liam Neeson, another guy who's made a lot of money with Vengeance, Death Wish style videos. Oh, and by the way, I finally got around to seeing Death Wish. I was kind of put off, even though I knew better. I should have known that when the critics give it 17% and the audiences give it 18%, that is a surefire good movie. I should have known that. I've seen that over and over again. And Death Wish with Bruce Willis was great. I loved that film. I'd seen some reviews and I said, well, it was kind of torture porn. No, it wasn't. It didn't even come anywhere close to the level of 24. That's the reason why I didn't see it in the theaters. Because when we watched 24, my family, it's interesting to watch. I like the way that they presented the information, but we'd just skip over the torture stuff. We'd just fast forward through it. We'd watch that. And so I thought, I don't want to go to a movie theater and have to sit through this with my family. So, you know, we waited for it. But it wasn't anywhere close to what you see typically on television. That was just the liberals trying to sabotage that movie. And maybe they did to some level. They did in the case of my family. But it was a great film. Liam Neeson has tried to do some weak versions of that. And of course, and let me just throw this in too. Give another plug to Death Wish with Bruce Willis. Great job, guys. As a great update to the original. I remember when the original came out with Charles Bronson, got my family together and said, hey, let's watch this. And I thought that what they showed there in the original, certainly what happened to the family was more objectionable than the way they showed what happened to the family here. They kind of sanitized it in this particular one. So you knew what happened. They didn't have to show it explicitly. But the Charles Bronson thing did not age very well. And that was done back in the 1970s, and it was excruciatingly slow. Not the case with the Bruce Willis one. And they did a very good update. It made a lot more sense. It moved a lot faster pace. Great film. I highly recommend it. And so do 80% of the people who watched it. And those 17% of the critics, I'd say the 83% of the critics who didn't like it, they didn't like it because of political reasons. Liam Neeson, in September 2014, as Breitbart points out, told The Independent he was complaining about private gun ownership in America. He praised Great Britain for banning handguns because, you know, they don't have people getting shot in the face with shotguns, getting machined gunned in the streets. They don't have drive-by shootings in Britain anymore, do they? Yeah. All that happened just in the last week or two. And then this year, May 11th, 2018, the New York Times reported on the Australian mass shooting, noting that it included four children aged 8 to 13. That's right. Seven people were killed, including four children aged 8 through 13. In Australia, where they don't have guns anymore. They had just big crocodiles, right? And big liberal liars pushing their gun control agenda. And so you got a Kansas gubernatorial candidate who gets into a parade, the Old Shawnee Days Parade. He is running for governor in Kansas. His name is Kobach. He is currently the state's Secretary of State. And they got all over him because he had a red, white, and blue Jeep, and he had a little replica gun stuck on the top there. They said, I don't want my kids seeing this. They're worried about guns in school. Well, let me tell you how to solve your kids' fears about guns in school when we come back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Floralife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now, you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. For the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back, and I interrupt this segment about the Second Amendment to give you a Supreme Court decision about the First Amendment. They have decided on this case that I referenced earlier in the broadcast, the situation where we had a couple of LGBT individuals, I said they're fighting for gay marriage, coming in and demanding that a Christian baker customize a cake for them. Of course, the way it's reported by Reuters, he refused to make a wedding cake for them. He would sell them any cake that they wanted. He refused to customize a cake for them. And I said, I think this is just as deplorable as if you were to go into a Jewish bakery, knowing that they were Jewish, and demanding that they make a swastika cake and put some derogatory stuff on there about Jews being vermin or something. I mean, that you should have a right to not have to do this, or to come into a Christian and say, you put in there, Satan is Lord. Make that out for me. It's not like I'm going to do that for you.
We do still have individual liberty because they've driven some people out of business. This is a case that came out of Colorado where Neil Gorsuch came out. And, of course, Neil Gorsuch didn't really make the difference in this. This was not even close. It was 7-2, and they decided against the baiting same-sex couple. Hey, I was right. It was Ginsburg and Sotomayor. She was the other one I was going to say. Yeah, it was Ruth Darth Vader Ginsburg. Maybe, you know, she's so old that maybe they're going to have to put her in one of these helmets like they had for Darth Vader. So you're going to hear the Supreme Court go, you know, she's doing this. She is never leaving. She's going to be term limited by God. That's the only way she's going to get out of there, unfortunately. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg thinks that people should be able to come in and demand that you violate your conscience to make stuff for them because, you know, they can't go anywhere else. And we cannot have these same rules against Google and against Facebook and others. No, they're not going to be held to this standard, even though they are de facto monopolies. This guy did not have a monopoly on making customized wedding cakes for people. They could have gone anywhere. They went there because they wanted to put him out of business. It was malicious. No doubt about it. You know, one of the things that really bothered me about this last election was to see Gary Johnson, who was running as the Libertarian candidate, side on the side of the people who were trying to put this baker out of business. They said, well, you can't have a situation like that. I mean, that'd be like saying that you're not going to sell electricity to somebody because you don't like their religion or something. It's not like that at all. First of all, the electricity is a government-granted monopoly. The bakers don't have a government-granted monopoly. Google, Facebook, and Twitter have what I would say is probably a government-created monopoly. They helped to fund those organizations, in my opinion. If you go back and you look at the interlocking directories that helped to start these companies and how they've been given a free pass to do whatever they want, encouraged to do this, given a pass when they enact their own political agenda to censor people. But that was not a correct analogy that Gary Johnson used. There was no monopoly by these bakers. It had nothing to do with selling people electricity. And you have private property rights. And so I think that when you go in have a situation like that where somebody is directly baiting you, I think they were right to shut that down. And now, again, it was Justice Kennedy, who is usually the swing vote on the Supreme Court. Not really sure how he's going to go one way or the other in most cases. He wrote the decision, the 7-2 decision against the same-sex couple. And as USA Today puts it, departing from his long history of opinions in favor of gay rights. This is not a gay right. You don't have a right because you're gay to put other people out of business or to force them to celebrate what you do. This is not tolerance. This is tyranny when you do this. And I'm glad that the Supreme Court understood that. I just find it discouraging that we have the Supreme Court even getting involved in things like marriage. Regardless of what you think about marriage, and I've had people who are on both sides of this issue agree, some in favor of same-sex marriage, others opposed to same-sex marriage, say, and I believe that they're correct, that the federal government, especially the Supreme Court, has nothing to say in this. They don't have any authority granted in the Constitution, just like the war on drugs. There is nothing in the Constitution that says we have delegated the authority to the federal government to define marriage. I don't think it should be defined at the state level. For the longest period of time, it was never defined. It was just recorded. It was recorded in church books or whatever in the local town. And when they found that a lot of people were committing polygamy because they would go to one town and they would get married to somebody and they were a traveling salesman or they were a sailor or whatever and they'd have another wife somewhere else. And then that would create a big problem once the individual died and they started to try to settle the estate if they had any property. They said, wait a minute, we got to start putting this in one central location. And that's how the government got involved. But the government shouldn't be involved in anything other than just keeping records. They should not be defining what marriage is. Not one way or the other. That is something that people should be left the freedom to do. So that's a good decision. We're glad to see that happen. I still don't like the idea that the Supreme Court and the federal government decides that it's going to tell us and define everything in our lives to the nth degree. You know, it used to be a time when we would say things like, don't make a federal case out of this. Well, everything is a federal case. A wedding cake is a federal case now. We used to also have an expression, which you no longer hear anymore, when I was a kid. Well, do whatever you want. It's a free country, right? You don't hear that expression anymore. Nobody believes that this is a free country. I certainly don't believe it's a free country. Not when the federal government decides everything about our lives down to the last minutia. And so, yeah, Ruth, Darth Vader Ginsburg, and Sotomayor said, no, we think that, you know, you don't have any rights to bake cake, but we're going to let Google and Twitter and other people, they're going to let them censor you. And then when we look at the hurt feelings of people, of the Republican gubernatorial candidate in Kansas, Kris Kobach, pull up that picture so people can see what that looked like. He's got a Jeep, and it's got red, white, and blue stripes and stars and stripes all over it, and he's got a little like toy gun attached to the top there because it's a military Jeep. And some Christian pastor took exception to it. Community Christian Church, the guy is Pastor Johnny Lewis and Shawnee Community Christian Church. He said, my 6-year-old child worries constantly about school shooting. Well, if he's worried about school shooting, maybe you should take him out of school. Maybe you should protect your child. You know, that's an option. You don't have to put him in the place where virtually 100% of the school shootings happen, where they have proven that they can't protect anybody in most cases, don't have the will to do it. If that's the case, then for his own peace of mind, why don't you homeschool him or put him in a private school where you know the people and you know that they're going to be taking security measures. And one of the things that he needs to understand is just like in London, it's the good guys with the guns that stop the people who not only have guns, but they have knives and vehicles and bombs and other things that they'll do. Anyway, he says, my child doesn't need to see that today. I don't care what your position is on the Second Amendment. That's completely unnecessary. And good for Kris Kobach. He came back and he said, well, the outrage over the replica gun on the back of a patriotic Jeep is the left trying to attack guns and your Second Amendment rights. I will not back down in the face of a snowflake meltdown and the outrage culture. I wish I could vote for that guy, but I don't live in Kansas. But I do live in Texas. And what we do in Texas is we actually protect the kids. And The Guardian is upset about that. They are so upset about that. The Guardian put out an article, said, for the past 18 months, we've had a British photojournalist, Spike Johnson, has been touring Texan high schools, talking to the armed superintendents who work there and who believe passionately that civilians have a greater role to play in protecting American children. Yeah, we should only have those uniformed, licensed people like that FBI dancer, who takes his bar, his gun to a bar, gets drunk, does a backflip, shoots the guy in the foot, shoots himself metaphorically in the foot. But they go through and they talk to the superintendent who started this back in 2007 in defiance of the federal prohibition of guns in schools that was put together by Joe Biden and George H.W. Bush, Mr. CIA. Yeah, they said you can't have guns in school. And the superintendent and the sheriff that said, I don't think so. I said, a gun is just a tool. We carry it at all times because you never know.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions,
We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at Giuliani's media appearances yesterday. We need a little bit of comic relief here. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the sale that we have continued from Memorial Day last week, and that is massive discounts, 50% off on probably a couple of dozen products, as well as free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Here's some of the products that we have. Some of our most popular products are there. Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, Immune Wall, all of those 50% off plus free shipping. Here's some more. Silver Bullet, Alpha Power, The Real Red Pill. Also, DNA Force Plus, all of the Super Blue dental products. That's two flavors of toothpaste, a mouthwash, as well as a gargle spray. All of those have nano silver to fight viruses and bacteria. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. As I point out, many products, probably a couple dozen, that are 50% off. Free shipping store-wide. Other products are also discounted anywhere from 25 to 40% off. In addition to Super Male, Brain Force Plus, 50% off discounts with those. There's quite a few products that are discounted and free shipping store-wide. We really do appreciate your support. All right, let's take a look at what Rudy Giuliani did over the weekend. And to start it off, the couple of tweets from President Trump. Talking about Paul Manafort, he said, you know, he came into the campaign very late. He tweeted this out yesterday morning. He said he was with us for a short period of time. He also represented a lot of politicians, people like Ronald Reagan, Bob Dole, others over the years. He goes, if Comey had him in his sights, or he says if Comey and the boys were doing a number on him, that's the way he put it, he would have told me he wouldn't have been hired. He says, as one of only two people left who could have become president, why wouldn't the FBI or the Department of Justice have told me that they suspected that Paul Manafort was being secretly investigated on charges that were 10 years old? Well, we know what the answer to that is. That's a rhetorical question. We know that they were doing this just as an effort, as a means, or using Paul Manafort as a means to try to get to President Trump. Again, the fact that these charges are 10 years old or older, this is why they brought these things up. And I don't think, based on everything that I've seen here, there isn't anything or anybody that he represented that wasn't also represented by Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, Podesta. Yeah, the same people they're so concerned about in Eastern Europe. Yeah, Podesta had them as clients as well. But, well, we don't. That's the double standard. The double standard. This seems to be everywhere, isn't it? It's not just in what celebrities say. It's also in what the politicians do. DC Clothesline points out the Mueller investigation has cost enough to feed over 5 million children. They said, yeah, you know, the left always does this with a program that they don't like. So look at this bomber. How many kids could we feed for the cost of that bomber? Well, how many kids could you feed for $17 million? And again, as I pointed out last week, they don't even point it out in this article here. They said it was announced at the end of last week. I reported it on Friday that Jeff Sessions' Department of Justice has allocated another $10 million for fiscal year 2019, beginning this October. So here we are. You know, we're about another 4 months away, and they're already funding the Mueller investigation into 2019. Another $10 million on top of the nearly $20 million already. And as I pointed out last week, it's just like Nigel Farage said, hey, I smell a rat, said Farage. He looked at the budget and he found money to fund the next European Parliament election in Britain. The British government is planning on funding it because they're planning on still being a part of the European Parliament. And that's a date that is past the point that Theresa May said they're going to get out. So they don't have any intention of getting out. And it doesn't look like the Department of Justice under Sessions has any intention of ever stopping this investigation. And so then you have Giuliani making headlines saying the president has the power to pardon himself. Now, it's a little bit more nuanced than that. And we're going to listen to what Giuliani had to say. We also got a clip here of Chris Christie talking about this. But let's play the Giuliani clip first. Here's Rudy Giuliani yesterday on the Sunday talk shows, saying the president probably has the power to pardon himself.
You and the president's attorneys believe the president has the power to pardon himself?
He's not, but he probably does. I mean, he has no intention of pardoning himself, but he probably does. It doesn't say he can't. I mean, that's another really interesting constitutional argument. Can the president pardon himself?
I think it's an open question?
I used to run the pardon attorney. It would be an open question. I think it would probably get answered by, gosh, that's what the Constitution says, and if you want to change it, change it. But, yeah.
A lot of focus on the president.
I think the political ramifications of that would be tough. Pardoning other people is one thing. Pardoning yourself is another. Other presidents have pardoned people in circumstances like this, both in their administration and sometimes the next president, even if a different party will come along and pardon.
A lot of focus on the president's pardon power this week. He pardoned Dinesh D'Souza we saw this week. Roger Stone says the president is sending a signal to those caught up in the Russian
investigation. He is not. I think what he's doing, I think the president feels guilty that some of these were delayed. Maybe there was too much concern with injustice or the White House about doing it because it would look bad. These are so different than the cases he's involved in. And the issue of any pardon there is so far down. Except for a couple of guilty pleas, nobody's really been convicted yet. And the cases that are involved are totally tangential. I mean, they're off on a lark here. The Russian thing?
Yeah, they're very upset about the fact that the president pardoned Dinesh D'Souza after he was already punished, of course, right? And you've got the New York Attorney General out there saying, let's get rid of this double jeopardy loophole. That's like saying, let's get rid of the due process loophole. Let's get rid of the jury loophole. Let's get rid of the Fifth Amendment self-incrimination loophole. Let's get rid of the search warrant loophole that people are getting off with. All right, those things are not loopholes. They're there to protect us. And you have to understand that when you allow due process to be taken away from people that you think, oh, they're guilty, that eventually comes around everybody. We can see that in civil asset forfeiture. Yes, I know Megyn Kelly doesn't know what that is. When she came here and I talked to her, she had absolutely no clue. She honestly didn't have a clue, like a deer in the headlights. Doesn't care about civil asset forfeiture. You know, I had a poll on my Twitter account, Libertarian. I talked last week about Kim Kardashian and Jim Acosta mocking the fact that President Trump would have Kim Kardashian come there and that she would go there to talk about prison reform. On the same day that CNN is obsessed with what President Trump is eating. Is he eating hamburgers? Is he eating a high-calorie diet? Is he on a diet? That's what CNN is doing. And so I put out a poll and I said, so who do you take more seriously? Do you take Kim Kardashian or do you take Jim Acosta? Because the mainstream media has no clothes. Not when they do that kind of stuff. Not when you look at Jim Acosta on a daily basis. He has the opportunity to ask the president about things like prison reform or civil asset forfeiture. And instead, he just chooses to harangue him along partisan lines and to criticize him for the most petty ad hominem issues. And now you got this New York Attorney General puts out a thing saying, statement saying, in April, the Attorney General's office sent a letter to state lawmakers urging them to close a loophole in New York's double jeopardy law. Closing the loophole would ensure that individuals who broke New York law could not evade accountability for any state crimes as a result of strategically timed pardon by the president. And she tweets out, first it was Sheriff Joe, then it was Scooter Libby, now it's Dinesh D'Souza. We can't afford to wait to see who will be next. Lawmakers must act now to close New York's double jeopardy loophole. No, it is not a loophole. It's not a loophole. What it is, it's double jeopardy. And there is a double standard, again, as we saw with Dinesh D'Souza and others. We saw that with Rosie O'Donnell, the double standard that is happening there. They're not going to come after Rosie O'Donnell. She can give as much, she can break the limits with as many people as she wants to. She can give different addresses, different names to the Federal Election Committee. Doesn't matter. Commission, should say, on her reports. Doesn't matter. You know, she's liberal. She's good. She's okay. Give her a pass. And then we have Chris Christie come out, and this is what Chris Christie had to say about this.
Rudy left open the possibility of the president pardoning himself, even though he says he doesn't expect him to do it, he would have the right to do it.
Now, listen, there's no way that'll happen. And the reason it won't is because it then becomes a political problem, George. If the president were to pardon himself, he'll get impeached.
Yeah. And he's not going to be indicted. I think we all agree that it's so unlikely that Mueller will seek to indict a sitting president, that issue simply won't come up.
The president sending signals with the pardons he is executing now? Is the president sending signals to those caught up in this investigation?
The president, I think, is executing the pardon authority in a more aggressive way than most presidents have in the past. But I don't think you can then read that into it. I think everybody
There. When we come back, we're going to talk about some people that President Trump really should pardon, especially if he wants to come after the deep state. There's a lot of individuals who really do deserve a pardon, and it would send a very strong message to them, not just to the Mueller investigation. We're also going to talk about what Giuliani had to say. I mean, really, with a defense lawyer like this, do you really need a special prosecutor? We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate Magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live and uncensored, broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to get back into what Rudy Giuliani had to say, because I think there's some important things that are subtexts to what he is saying, and I think that he put his foot in his mouth in a significant way that gave a lot of ammunition to the other side, unfortunately. But in this segment, I want to talk about your meat and Porsche prohibitions. Yes, that's right. They're trying to take the finest things in life away from you. Sports cars and red meat. And I don't like that one bit. And you shouldn't like it either, because, folks, what it is really ultimately about, it's just government nanny tyranny. And it's being sold by people like Bill Nye, you know, the guy who's not a scientist, but he plays one on television. And I don't know how this guy, well, I do know. I know that he was propped up and pushed by the mainstream media. But he is now the last word on all things science. And this is what he's having to say. He wants, of course, a tax on livestock because he doesn't want you to eat meat. He calls it a fee for animal exhaust. He had this to say. He says, I've got an idea. It's a win-win, he says. We're going to have a carbon fee. He says, if you're raising livestock, you're producing a lot of carbon dioxide with your farm equipment. That's not a pollution, Mr. Scientist. Carbon dioxide is what all animals exhale, and it's what all plants need. It's called a symbiotic relationship. You should look that up in your science books. And he says, so you're producing a lot of carbon dioxide with your farm equipment and the exhaust from the animals. Then you would pay a fee on that. It would be reflected in the price of meat. It would make sure you don't get any meat. So he said also reflected in the price of fish. I guess he's concerned about fish flatulence as well. He said, this would be a free market way to reckon the real cost of a meat diet to the world. There's no, that's not free market. That's anything but free market. It's called taxes, and it's called picking the winners and losers, and it's called telling you and dictating to you what you will and will not be able to eat. But you know where this moving beyond animal exhaust, what is really getting insane, I've talked about this a number of times. You look at the massive fines put against Volkswagen here in the United States by the previous administration, EPA, at the same time that they were running human experimentation without people's knowledge or consent, right there where I was living in North Carolina. They're lining up a case to come after Volkswagen, charging them several billion dollars. If you look at the parking lots where they've had to buy back or take back cars, and they've got them parked all over the desert out in Nevada and other places, it's absolutely insane what is happening to that company, trying to put them out of business because they made diesel cars that were cheap, that were reliable, that were cleaner in terms of the overall life cycle. They were cleaner than electric cars, but they got to push electric cars on you. So while they're subsidizing the electric cars, they're penalizing and trying to put out of business anybody that makes diesel cars. And Volkswagen got the message very quickly. They started, they confiscated those things. They started making electric cars, but it wasn't good enough for them. As one of the executives came to America, going to Orlando to see Disneyland with his family, they arrested him. He's in jail.
And now you've got the European Union out there doing the same thing. BMW is so concerned about it, they said, by the way, if your car that you buy from us gets banned in a municipality that's within, I think, of something like 60 miles of where you live, we will give you full credit for another car, because they're worried that it's going to just stop people from buying cars. And people can't buy Porsches right now. If you go to their website, as Car and Driver pointed out, you try to put together a Porsche in Europe. Now, here in America, they just send over the cars, and you pretty much don't build it from scratch like we typically do with American car, used to do back in the day. But in Europe, they still select all the different options, and if you do that, it'll say, sorry, due to an upcoming revision of the specification, this model is currently not available. And the problem is they've come up with a new emission regime, and they just, for the people who are making specialized cars, I guess it'll put people like McLaren and Rolls-Royce and so forth, I guess they'll just put them out of business. But even Porsches, which, although not as rare as, let's say, a Rolls-Royce, they still don't have enough cars to do the new type of testing that they want. They don't know when they'll have it. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and I want to get into what Rudy Giuliani said. I played the clips in the last hour of Rudy Giuliani, some of what he had to say, as well as Chris Christie, both of them saying the president's not going to pardon himself. It would be political suicide to do that. And yet, by Rudy Giuliani playing this what if, I forget who said it. It was some politician who said, maybe it was Harry Truman. Never give a hypothetical question to, or hypothetical answer to a hypothetical question. Well, you know, this is thrown out there by George Stephanopoulos and Rudy Giuliani, as if he was in some kind of a Columbia Law School forum. Goes, oh, let's play with that idea. How would that work out? Instead of thinking of himself as representing the president. So the headlines everywhere are coming out, like CNN, they seized on this, Trump's above the law presidency. No, what they're talking about, what Mueller is talking about, and what CNN and others want to do is really above the Constitution. Let's understand, they want to talk about obstruction or collusion or whatever. They haven't brought any charges of collusion. They've said that President Trump is not a target of the investigation. There can't be any obstruction if there is no crime. But if there were a crime, the proper remedy for the president is to be indicted by the Congress. That's called impeachment. For the House to impeach him. And then for the trial to be conducted by the Senate. Because if you don't do it that way, then you're going to have the president hamstrung. That was the wisdom of the founders. They really didn't know what they were doing when they wrote the Constitution. Maybe we should try it sometime. That's the amazing thing. And Rudy Giuliani did get to that eventually. He said, in no case can he be subpoenaed or indicted. He says, I don't know how you can indict him when he's in office, no matter what it is. And he gives an example. He says, well, if he shot James Comey, he'd be impeached the next day. You'd impeach him, and then you could do whatever you wanted to him. And that's right. That is the proper remedy. Because if you have a situation where every George Soros elected district attorney, and he is spending fortunes in trying to get district attorneys elected across the country strategically, selecting different jurisdictions that are heavily populated, and he's trying to get district attorneys in there. And this is not so that he can reform the drug war or so that he can provide even amnesty for immigrants, although that's going to be a big part of it. It is really for political opposition. And we've seen how this works with Schneiderman. Schneiderman filing 100 plus lawsuits against President Trump before he got overexposed himself. This is the way this works. We've seen it happen in New York. We've seen it happen in California. You get an activist attorney general or district attorney and you team them up with the lowest level federal judge, and then that basically brings the whole system to a grinding halt. It shouldn't, if President Trump and his administration would look at the divided powers in the Constitution. He should say, as Andrew Jackson said, of the Supreme Court. Andrew Jackson said when the Supreme Court made a decision, he said, well, they made their decision. Let's see them enforce it, because they don't have any authority to harangue the president. If you don't like what the president's doing, the remedy is to impeach him and have a trial in the Senate, even if he were to shoot James Comey. That was the point he was making. But the way that he did this and playing the what if game and running through all the hypotheticals, what they did, that gave a lot of ammunition to CNN and others to say, well, look at this. You know, Trump's got an above the law presidency. It's absolutely idiotic that Giuliani would put that stuff out there. He just said, well, he hasn't done anything, which is, you know, what President Trump said in his tweet. But then, of course, President Trump said, but if I had done something. No, the lawful remedy, the constitutional remedy, is indictment, and it's impeachment, and it's impeachment for the right reason. And this is one of the reasons why the special prosecutor law was not renewed, because it became a witch hunt, became a politicized witch hunt. Both parties recognized this. And so this was why they shut down the special prosecutor law. But, of course, they're calling Mueller a special counsel. And yet there is no process defined for this special counsel, and they don't have a specific crime. You know, we've had special counsels in the past. They've investigated things like the Teapot Dome scandal and so forth. There was a very specific crime that had been committed. And you have a situation like that, Teapot Dome scandal, massive corruption throughout the government. They say, we can't trust so many people in the government because the corruption is so pervasive. So the president creates a special counsel to do this, because the objectivity and the independence of the judicial system is apparently compromised because of widespread corruption. That's why we had special counsels, and they were appointed by presidents. But you had a specific crime that they were coming after. And under the special prosecutor law, you had a specific process. You had to have somebody come to the attorney general and say, we have a specific crime right here, and here's the evidence that this crime was committed. Furthermore, here's the evidence that we believe that this can't be handled through the Department of Justice, because we think that it is somehow involved in this or compromised in this. At that point, the attorney general would appoint a three-judge panel. The three-judge panel would then find and appoint a special prosecutor, who would then file regular reports to that three-judge panel that would be made available to the public. And they would decide, that three-judge panel, whether or not this investigation was to continue. They would do that, I think, on a quarterly basis. It was a very specific process. And both parties said in 1999, we don't want this anymore. This is not a good, and it was far more defined and regulated than this unregulated, unending Mueller investigation. So yeah, it's a shame that he portrayed it this way, to say that we could do whatever we wanted to. But let's talk about pardons. Let's talk about who really ought to be pardoned. You know, Free Thought Project said if Trump really wanted to fight the deep state, he'd pardon these five heroes instead of some criminals. And the first one they have on the list is Ross Ulbricht. I've spoken to Ross's mother many times. Free Ross, you can find on email, and they talked about the fact that he's serving a double life sentence because he operated a website. Yeah, see, his two big crimes were operating an anonymous website where people can buy and sell anything without the government's approval, and against the government prohibition, and also be able to do it using a cryptocurrency. Those were his two crimes, and for that, he got two life sentences. That was Silk Road. Now, they make the case here that he didn't do anything but create a website, and it's no different than what Mark Zuckerberg or Jeff Bezos with Amazon do, right? If somebody uses their website, if we have Russian collusion, if they're upset about the fact that they think that Russians rigged the election because they spent like $100,000 or something out of the $1 billion that was spent on the election, they think that rigged the election, well, then send Mark Zuckerberg to jail and leave Trump alone. No, they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that to Jeff Bezos either. As they point out, they treated Ross Ulbricht like El Chapo. They make the argument that the mainstream media is not talking about the fact that, you know, with the failure of war on drugs, people are buying drugs regardless, but they get involved in doing it in a very dangerous way. This allowed people to buy the drugs that they're going to get anyway in the safety of their living room and have user reviews to tell them whether or not this stuff is going to be dangerous or not. So there's something to that, but that's not really the issue why Ross should be pardoned. Why Ross should be pardoned is because we had a corrupt criminal prosecution. It was tainted by the criminal actions of FBI agents who got the keys to the website, embezzled nearly $1 million, subsequently went to jail, but the judge hid that from the jury. The judge refused to let the jury know exactly what had happened there. And then what the judge did, which is really striking, and this is really the key reason why Ross needs to be pardoned. The judge then upped this sentence to get two life sentences by saying, well, there are allegations that there was murder for hire. No, there was never even an indictment of that, let alone a finding of being guilty of that. And yet she used the fact that that was a rumor being put out by the mainstream media to get those two life sentences. In addition, pardon Julian Assange. Pardon Ed Snowden. That would really get the deep state.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Everybody is abuzz about the statements that Rudy Giuliani said about the president being able to pardon himself. I mean, the real takeaway is that, as I said before, I don't think he should have gotten into this hypothetical situation. He was correct to point out that the president should not be indicted and tried by a regular jury. The proper remedy under the Constitution is impeachment and trial by the Senate. Even if he was to shoot somebody in the street, that would be the proper remedy for the president. And then you do whatever you want to after that. First you impeach him, he's no longer president, then you can do a criminal trial about something like that. But, you know, as we look at this, the thing that really concerns me, I'm going to talk a little bit here about some of the people who should be pardoned. I talked about Ross Ulbricht, the Silk Road travesty of injustice. And, of course, the same thing, the parallels to the Bunkerville trial of the people who were there at the Bundy standoff are truly amazing to the case of Ross Ulbricht. In the case of the Bundys, the way they were able to end that for the people who were finally acquitted, that trial was shut down. It was because of a whistleblower exposing the criminal actions of the FBI and the Department of Justice. There were criminal actions being done by the guy who was running that, Dan Love, who was a special agent in charge for the BLM, and also the Department of Justice attorney in that area. There were crimes that had been committed. They were the aggressors. As a matter of fact, Dan Love was not only removed, but he was prosecuted. But they were keeping that evidence. That judge was hiding that evidence from the jury. She would not allow certain people to be called as witnesses. Clear violation of the due process protections we have under the Bill of Rights. It was the whistleblower who blew that wide open. And the judge, who had rigged earlier trials in that same way, they had hung juries. That's why they were having a retrial. And it was during the retrial that this whistleblower gave this information about what was really being done by the FBI and the Department of Justice. That's what ended that trial. She had no other choice other than to do that after the whistleblower put that information out there. But in the case of Ross Ulbricht, as I pointed out, you had a guy who was, you had individuals who had the keys to that website that they sent him to jail for running. And that's what he's, two life sentences for running a website. And yet you had government agents who were looting nearly $1 million out of that, who controlled that website, and the jury was not allowed to be told that. Now, they shut down evidence, exculpatory evidence, evidence that could have proved him innocent if it had been given to the jury. But of course, just like in the earlier Bundy trials, the judge withheld that evidence. But again, the most amazing thing is that she would get these two life sentences. You say, how could somebody be given two life sentences for this? Well, she used the allegations from the press that there had been murder for hire. There was never even an indictment of that, let alone being found guilty for that. And yet she used that in the sentencing as if Ross Ulbricht had been found guilty of that. So certainly that would be a blow against the deep state. And as I pointed out, Julian Assange, Pink Floyd co-founder Roger Waters, did a concert over the weekend, and he had a big sign put up, resist the attempted silencing of Julian Assange. That would be something that would really come after the deep state. If you really want to fight the deep state, pardon Julian Assange. Pardon Ed Snowden. It's absolutely amazing to me that Mike Pompeo would praise Julian Assange before the election, and then after he gets what he wants to throw him in jail. It's just absolutely amazing to see that done by Mike Pompeo. And then, of course, Ed Snowden. And one other I'll put out there that deserves to be pardoned, and that is Marty Gottesfeld. This guy has been waiting trial for 2 years, just like the Bundys. They keep them there. No such thing as a speedy trial, as guaranteed under the Constitution. We don't have any guarantees in the Bill of Rights. They don't pay any attention to that. He's been awaiting trial for 2 years. He is accused of delaying a Harvard fundraiser. He is accused of delaying that fundraiser by hacking the website to expose the medical kidnapping of a teenager. And for that, he's been sitting in jail for 2 years waiting a trial. Now that is worthy of a pardon, if ever there was one. Let's take a look at some of the miscarriages of justice that are happening all around us. You know, we had in Canada, for example, had the police, they've now admitted, the police faked 258,000 breathalyzer tests. They call it a shocking breach of trust. Yeah, I would say so. Victorian police faked more than 250,000 roadside breath tests, reports Tammy Mills, and what appears to be a deliberate ruse to dupe the system. They found these alcohol breath tests were falsified over a 5.5-year period. Police believe that the officers may have been blowing into the breathalyzers themselves. That would mean that the officers were drinking at above the level. So this compounds things a little bit. Why would they do it? They believe the motivation was to meet targets or quotas, as we frequently say. Yeah, you got to get in a certain number of people, certain number of drunk drivers. So you got police officers breathing into it themselves 250,000 times to get convictions against people. And again, you know, what goes without saying is that they are above the limit themselves, unless they're swilling it around their mouth or something. I don't know how the things work. But now we've got, going beyond that, there is a new growth industry for the police in case they need their targets. You've got now the alcohol industry pushing draconian police state measures to combat people who are driving on weed. This is the Governor's Highway Safety Association, as the Free Thought Project says it should genuinely call itself the alcohol industry's voice. The latest report that they put out is entirely funded by the alcohol industry, and it's a blatant attempt to paint cannabis users as the real highway villains. And so now you're going to have a shift to that. Not necessarily cutting any slack for people who are engaged in, you know, as we've taken down the limits for drunk driving and the breath analyzers, we're now going to add a whole new level of tickets that we can give to people. But I want to take a look at what I think is the most egregious miscarriage of justice in our society, and that is civil asset forfeiture. Here's a story that just came out from the Washington Post. A 64-year-old man has his life savings confiscated by U.S. Border Patrol agents, U.S. Customs. He had $58,000 in cash. This is a guy who, you say, well, why is a guy got $58,000 in cash as he's going through the border? Well, this is a guy who is a retired officer with the Albanian police. He relocated with his family to the United States back in 2005. He won a visa through the State Department's lottery program, and then they became citizens in 2010. Now, he's been away from Albania for quite a while. He was going to go back home to visit relatives and also to make some repairs on family property, to purchase a vacation home. So he took his life savings, $58,000, in cash. Why would he take it in cash? Well, he said in Albania, the crime is much worse than it is here. Oh, really? You think so? You still think so? Maybe the world's worst criminals are the federal government. He said other people have made large withdrawals from the Albanian banks. They've had people intercept them. They've taken their money. They steal it out of the banks. Well, here, they did the same thing, and they steal it at the border. And now he has to sue to get it back. Stay with us when we come back. I've got more updates. You won't believe these other cases.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom. Huge Memorial Day specials running throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, pau d'arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
You know, one of the things about the drug war that has really amazed me over the years, and this is something that goes back to the Reagan administration with Ed Meese as Attorney General, is the total lack of respect for property rights. Usually the Republicans will respect property rights. The Democrats don't. They want to take everything you got. It's a party based on envy. But the Republicans have typically been supportive of private property rights. And yet, with the war on drugs, they completely threw property rights under the bus. If you can have your property confiscated without ever being charged with a crime, this is something that should alarm people both left and right. And many people are alarmed by it, even though Sessions is now stepping it up. But I want to give you a couple of examples. I told you just before we went to the break about the 64-year-old Cleveland man who is a retired police officer from Albania. He had saved over 12 years. He and his wife and his son, who's now finishing a chemical engineering degree at Cleveland State University, had saved $58,100 in U.S. currency. He decided he would take it back with him because he said the wiring, he said the banking system there is criminal. A lot of people have their money stolen during the wiring process. And he also said he was going there to take care of a family home as well as to buy a vacation home. He said Albanian contractors often prefer dollars and euros over the local currency, so he didn't want to have to get involved in trying to change currency at the bank and so forth. But he didn't count on the criminals at the American border that work for the federal government stealing his money. Stealing his money. That's what they did. They just took it. Why? Well, same thing happened that to a nurse who was going back to southern Nigeria. She had a decade-long dream to open a medical clinic in southern Nigeria, and she was on her way back with the money that she had saved, $41,000 that she had saved over a decade, to open a clinic. And Border Patrol took it away from her. 59-year-old grandmother, on her way from Houston to her hometown in southern Nigeria this last October, the officer, she said, started asking me questions. How much money do you have? How long have you been in the United States? She said, I felt like a criminal that just run a red light. She had immigrated back in 1982, and she is an American citizen. She told the officer she was carrying the $41,000 that she had spent years saving to open up her clinic. Oh, he didn't care. Oh, they're gonna steal that money. It's people like this. It's not the really wealthy, because the really wealthy, have lawyers. They take all the money that these people have saved over a decade or more. They take it away from them and then say, okay, now sue us. And this is how it worked in her case. Listen to what they told her. Because she hadn't filled out the proper paperwork and she didn't know anything about that rule, presumably she might have been able to take that money out if she had filled out the paperwork. I think they would have found some way to steal it from her anyway. Because there's a war on cash as well as a war on the Bill of Rights. But she had that technical violation, so because of that, they said, we're just going to confiscate all of your cash. Now, listen to what they told her. They said, you must sign this piece of paper saying that you will hold the U.S. government harmless, promising that you will not sue us. See, the only way that you can get your property back is to sue the government. That's why they call it civil forfeiture, because they say, well, you haven't violated a crime. We're not even charging you with a crime. We're just stealing it. And if you want it back, you got to sue us in court. Good luck finding the money to sue us in court after we've taken all your money. So she had to sign an agreement saying that she would hold them harmless, promising not to sue over the incident, and that she would reimburse the government for costs that it had incurred while stealing her money. If she refused to sign, then they said that she would be considered to have abandoned her money, and they would keep it and not even give her a hearing. So she decided she would do something else, and she went to the Institute of Justice, and they are filing a federal class action lawsuit that targets the, quote, abusive practice of civil forfeiture. As they point out, she was never charged with a crime. No, the real criminals are the people who are stealing your money when you haven't violated, when they aren't even charging you with the law. Here's how it works in Texas. You got a small town, a suburb of McAllen, Texas, near the Mexican border. It's a town of less than 6,000 people. As Reason points out, it's hardly a major player in the forfeiture program. It only got about $47,000 in 2017. I mean, you can get that out of one person's suitcase, right, if you're the Border Patrol. But that's their total take. They said in Texas, cities and counties across Texas got about $29 million in stolen money last year. That's what civil asset forfeiture is. It's called the Justice Department's Equitable Sharing Program. It is nothing but highway robbery. Highway robbery. And according to local news reports, the city found that these funds, these $47,000 that this suburb of McAllen took, had been misappropriated and improperly spent. So there's only certain things that you can do with stolen money. What they did in this case was, you know, whenever you steal this asset forfeiture, they call it, it's supposed to be used for paying policing expenses. But instead, they funneled it to other activities like trips for non-law enforcement officers. So presumably, if the police had taken the vacations, it would have been okay. But also, the police chief, who's now been fired, got an outside job with a private security company using city resources, including asset forfeiture funds, to promote the company. Do you see how the war on drugs has corrupted our police? Do you see how it has destroyed our Bill of Rights, our due process? But then, of course, about a month ago, we had Jeff Sessions greenlighting an increase in this, along with Rod Rosenstein. They announced a new federal policy to help state and local police take cash and property from people suspected but never even charged with a crime. And this is reversing an Obama administration rule, worse even than Obama in this respect, Jeff Sessions says. A Washington Post investigation in 2014 found that state and local police had seized almost $2.5 billion from motorists and others without search warrants, without indictments, without convictions since September 11th. Oh, because, you know, it's just to fight terrorists. Well, one bit of good news out of all this. The Iowa Supreme Court has ruled that civil forfeiture laws violate the Fifth Amendment. That's right. It violates a lot. Violates a lot of that. The Iowa Supreme Court struck a blow last Friday against the state's civil forfeiture law. In a unanimous 33-page ruling, the Iowa Supreme Court strengthened the constitutional protection against self-incrimination for owners fighting civil forfeiture. Well, actually, the language is that you shall not be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. That means that you at least have to start with charging somebody, and you might have to get a conviction before you deprive them of their property. Why wouldn't we all want this? Why wouldn't everybody? Republican or Democrat? Conservative or liberal? Socialist or libertarian, why wouldn't everybody want this? Why would we allow this to be taken away by the Department of Justice and people like Jeff Sessions and Ed Meese and these misguided individuals who think that by destroying the Bill of Rights, they can keep drugs out of people's hands? It's absolute nonsense. They say Iowa has been a surprising hotspot for civil forfeiture. They said that police and prosecutors can keep up to 100% of the proceeds from forfeited property. Little wonder, then, that the forfeiture has become quite profitable for law enforcement. Investigation by the Des Moines Register revealed that Iowa law enforcement agencies had taken over $55 million in cash and more than 4,200 vehicles since 1985. Thank you, Ronald Reagan. That's where this all came in. In 2015, the Institute for Justice, again, these people who are fighting civil asset forfeiture, this criminal operation by our law enforcement agencies, something that has really corrupted our police, found that only 14% of Iowa's cash forfeitures topped $5,000. Do you understand what's happening here? Only 14% of them were for more than $5,000. They're deliberately targeting poor people because they know that poor people can't fight back. They know that poor people can't afford the lawyers to do this. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can be put in a cage for leaving your car idling. Yeah, that's right. In 31 different states, the EPA is bragging about the fact that police will put you in jail, maybe take your vehicle if you leave it idling. Yeah, welcome to the land of the free. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. including meals such as Traveler's Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight. We're going to talk about how you can get arrested and fined for having a cracked driveway and properly stacked firewood, leaving your car running. They might just take your car. Or how your kids can be taken away from you if you decide that you have a right to try non-pharmaceutical drugs. Yes, it was a great thing that President Trump signed a bill giving critically ill children, that very cute kid who was standing there, poster child for this back in Indiana. He's a little bit older now. He's got a severe degenerative disease. There is no treatment. He didn't make the list for trials, and he was there on hand, and you saw him trying to, President Trump gave him the pen after he signed it, and he was looking the other direction. That kid kept making moves, trying to get a hug from President Trump. Eventually, he got his attention, got the hug. But there he is right there. What a cute kid. And we want him to have a right to try drugs that might help him. That's a decision that his parents, who love him, should make. It should be an informed decision, but they should be able to make that decision. Nevertheless, when parents make a decision to use medical marijuana to help their kids who have severe epilepsy or brain seizure, and in many cases this was brought on by severe reactions to mandatory vaccines. How's that? How's that for hypocrisy? They won't allow you to do that. I'll give you a case in Georgia. Absolutely amazing what the sheriff had to say about that. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Part of our Memorial Day sale, it has been extended. We have probably a couple of dozen products discounted 50% off, as well as free shipping store-wide. Let me tell you some of the products that we have, very popular products, 50% off plus free shipping. Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, Silver Bullet, Alpha Power, also Immune Wall, and we have a BioTrue X2 Nascent Iodine, that's BioTrue Selenium and X2 Nascent Iodine. That combo pack is also 50% off. Many products, 50% off the entire line of Super Blue dental products with nano silver in them. All that 50% off plus free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this massive Memorial Day sale that we've held over for since last Monday. It will be ending before too much longer. Take advantage of that. We really do appreciate your support. All right, we're looking at what is happening with this. When I talked about the right to try, I said, well, how about a right to try things that aren't pharmaceutical drugs? Things that we know can help us. But it is our decision. It's our bodies, and it should be our decisions. But, of course, the Democrats fought this tooth and nail. No, no, no. You don't get a right to try. You only get a right to die. They'll support euthanasia. They'll support abortion. But they won't support your choice to make decisions about which vaccines you take and on what schedule, so that you don't have them all done at once to a very young child. They won't let you make decisions about non-pharmaceutical drugs like cannabis. You know, in Georgia, and I talked about, I talked to one of the candidates for governor in Georgia prior to the primaries, and he pointed out that in Georgia they recognize that you can have CBD oil, but they won't make any provision for you to get it, and they will come after you criminally if you use it. This has been pointed out many times. It's very effective and sometimes the only thing, often the only thing, that will control brain seizures. As a matter of fact, here in Texas, where we don't even recognize medical marijuana, we had an exception put through. Not much of an exception. You still have to go through and have doctor's permissions, and you got to have a doctor fill out and say, yeah, he's tried every drug that big pharmaceutical companies want to sell that's very expensive and dangerous, and it didn't, none of that stuff helped him. So now he's going to be graciously allowed to try the natural thing that many people know is very effective. But what happened in Georgia was a family who had a 15-year-old son. He had all these drugs that were not working for his epilepsy. He had several seizures a day. And then they found out that medical marijuana was very effective at stopping this. So he started smoking marijuana in February. He went more than 2 months without a seizure. Now, his most of his health care providers understood this. He was able to then ride a bike. He's able to play. He's able to lift weights. He went 2 months without a seizure when he was having multiple seizures a day. And you had one therapist outed him to the cops. One therapist. And so they show up. They drag him away. One of the people in the Times report to the New York Times, they said, they complied within 14 hours of complying. We were rushing our son to the hospital after they stopped giving him this. They said it was one of the most horrific seizures they had ever seen up to that point. And then they charged the parents with reckless conduct. And then Child Protective Services took the 15-year-old away. Now he's been living in a home with strangers for over a month. He's away from his parents. He doesn't have his parents. He doesn't have his medicine. He doesn't have the dog that had been trained to detect the imminent seizures. And even though the FDA is close to approving this for treatment for epilepsy, Georgia just ignored this. And when they had a press conference, the county sheriff defended the handling of the case. He said this, whatever the law is, it's my job to enforce it. I think it was President Grant who said the most effective way to get rid of a bad law is to rigorously enforce it. But this guy's heart goes beyond that. It's beyond the Nuremberg thing, right? You know, I'm just following orders. Just following orders. He added that he could have charged them. He's a good guy, right? He says, I could have charged them with cruelty to children. That would have been a felony. But I don't do that. Instead, I just rip them out of their home, take them away from the medication, take them away from the dog that was supposed to help them, to alert them to seizures and so forth. He says, I'm doing my job like I'm supposed to do, and I'm not turning my head. And somebody's got to stand up for child welfare. That's what he said. That's what the sheriff said. Can you imagine that? What a despicable individual he is. You know, people were executed at Nuremberg for having that kind of attitude. You just do whatever the authorities tell you, and you don't think about the moral implications of it. Well, we just put somebody in charge of the CIA that did that kind of stuff, right? But when we look at how this works, and you look at the 250,000 cases in Canada where you got the cops breathing into the breathalyzers with alcohol in their breath so they can get a conviction, so they can get the money. Another place in Georgia, Doraville. City has been named as a defendant in a lawsuit from residents who claim they have received tickets and been threatened with arrest and sentenced to court-ordered probation for the crime of having a cracked driveway or chipped paint on their house or overgrown vegetation or improperly stacked firewood in their yards. A 25-year-old resident said she was placed on criminal probation. This is like Animal House, double secret probation here. Rotted wood on the house and chipping paint on fascia boards, they said. High weeds in the backyard. Ivy on the tree. Vines on the house. A lot of people like vines on the house. Driveway in a state of disrepair. And this frequently is done to people who don't have a lot of money, just like civil asset forfeiture stuff. My family lived for several generations in Tampa. And there was some property that passed through and they had sold this and held mortgages on it. They were being gradually paid off. And before I ever got involved with it, my older sister had to go down to Florida because they had the local inspectors doing exactly this and taking people who were very poor. These were very old houses. There may be 60, 70-year-old houses in poor neighborhoods. And their tactic there was to start to levy fines against them. And this one individual, she didn't even have a house that needed to be repainted. Somebody had dropped like an anvil. Actually, it wasn't an anvil. It was a railroad tie in the back of her yard. She called the trash pickup for the city and said, this is too heavy for me to move it to the front. Can you come and get this? And instead of helping her, they came out and wrote a citation against her for having that in her yard. Somebody else had dropped it there. And then they started fining her over $100 a day. Now, you would ask, why would they do this? Well, because very rapidly they could get this up to the point where they could confiscate the house. If they could do that to enough of the houses, then they would pay the amount that they would have to do for eminent domain confiscating the property. And then they would have a big open lot that they could turn over to their developer friends who wanted, because this is close into the city, their developer friends who wanted to erect skyscrapers. That's the way this racket was being run in Tampa. And they're not the only place that does that. And then they're the case where they can arrest you and take your car because you leave your car idling in the driveway or leave it at a store. You walk into a convenience store and they leave this thing idling. And they come out. There's actually 31 states and the District of Columbia in Washington. District of Columbia, as a matter of fact, can fine you up to $5,000 for leaving your car idling. And I thought it was bad in North Carolina. We had some cops that talk about getting tickets. I don't even have time to tell the story. They started doing it to customers of ours who were dropping stuff off at the video store. And I got into it with the cops. I'll tell you about that story someday. All right, thanks for joining us. That's all the time we've got. David Knight.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco's ZX Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.